with Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Amazon is gaining ground in advertising, mounting a challenge to power players Google and Facebook. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. But first, these tech headlines. The gap between Microsoft and Apple is getting smaller. Microsoft briefly eclipsed Apple as the world's most valuable company early Tuesday, with the two swapping places a few more times before Apple again landed at the top by the end of the day. Apple's market value was $826.84 billion at the end of the day, while Microsoft's was $822.43 billion, according to data provided by FactSet. The last time Microsoft held the top spot was in November of 2003. Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei is moving forward with an internet network project in Papua New Guinea that will link its capital with other coastal towns through a 3,400-mile network of submarine cables. The project is moving forward despite opposition from the United States, Japan, and Australia, who have raised cybersecurity concerns. Officials have largely blocked Huawei in the U.S. due to concerns its equipment could be used to spy for Beijing. The company has denied those allegations. Walt Disney Networks will use Google Ad Manager for its ads on video, mobile, apps, and streaming platforms. The consolidation means Disney is ending its relationship with Comcast's FreeWheel. Earlier this year, Disney and Comcast battled for 21st Century Fox's assets and pay TV giant Sky. Comcast won control of Sky with a $38.8 billion bid. Disney bought most of Fox's assets for $71 billion. Still to come, Amazon gains ground in advertising. Amazon has become a bigger player in advertising, rising to the number 3 spot in U.S. digital ads after Google parent Alphabet and Facebook. Joining us now via Skype from San Francisco with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens. Laura, tell us a bit more about Amazon's rise in this space. As you write in your piece for The Wall Street Journal, it came with just a little bit of fanfare, almost sneaking up on us.
Right. A lot of people in the advertising industry have been a little bit caught off guard in some ways by Amazon's rise in this industry. It started more than a decade ago, really, primarily with kind of those search result ads that you see when you search for a term on Amazon. But it's developed from there to do more display ads across the internet. And really, it's become an important place for advertisers to go to really get a lot of bang for their buck.
In your piece for The Wall Street Journal, there's a breakdown of options for advertising with Amazon, and they go far beyond just having space on the site to space on Amazon's delivery boxes. Does Amazon have more real estate, so to speak, than its competitors?
It has a few different places that it can advertise that its competitors don't. So like you mentioned, delivery boxes are a really interesting, unique way for them to do that. While they have not decided to do any advertising on Alexa, a lot of people think that might end up being a platform someday to have advertising in some formats. They also have the Fire TV Stick and some different avenues via Kindle and some of their other technology. The biggest thing for them, though, is that they have consumer data. So they know when people actually click buy, and that's what's made them such an attractive advertising platform.
What are experts projecting for Amazon's ad sales for the next few years, and what will it mean for competitors? How are they responding?
According to analyst estimates, we're on track to see Amazon double its advertising revenue to about $5.83 billion this year. That's actually going to grow another $28.4 billion over the next 5 years or so, according to analyst estimates. That's a bigger jump than the combined increases for ad revenue for all television networks globally. So it's a really big piece of the pie that they're taking, and it's going to be interesting to see how this develops.
And what about Amazon's ad sales now as compared to Google and Facebook, the current leaders in digital ad sales? What's the comparison?
They're still pretty tiny when you compare those. So Amazon's about 4% of the digital ad market right now, but it's growing really rapidly. And that's where a lot of people think that it could become a really major player in that space. Where it's already gaining some market share is with traditional advertising spend that might go to a brick and mortar retailer where they might pay to have a product displayed on the end of a shelf or somewhere else in the store. traditional kind of those circulars you get in the mail, those kinds of advertising dollars are the first to really leave that traditional space and go towards Amazon. But more and more digital ad dollars are expected to go there too.
What else did experts tell you about the way that Amazon's rise in advertising could change the face of that industry?
It's interesting. A lot of advertising experts said that they're coming up with completely new strategies to work with Amazon. Amazon's a bit of a different animal. They aren't an advertising company primarily. So they have some different ways that they do things. For example, at the French Advertising Festival this summer, Amazon didn't throw any big parties. They have a culture of frugality. They ended up helping host a hackathon with their cloud services and Alexa businesses. So it's a very different culture for advertisers to get used to. And it should shift some of the way that people do business in the industry.
And Laura, in your piece, you also wrote about the tension for advertisers who are competing with Amazon, but who also want to advertise on its platform.
Right. It's an interesting tension point. Many brands want to advertise on Amazon, but at the same time, they're competing with some of Amazon's dozens of private labels. So, for example, I talked to a third-party seller on Amazon who sells his own bocce balls there. He competes with the Amazon Basics brand. Amazon actually promotes its own items at the top of the page, and he has to buy advertising, something that he said was unfair. So that's one interesting tension point, but Amazon definitely knows what consumers are buying. They're where more than 50% of consumers start their product searches typically. And we have a stat in the story that says that more than 90% of people who start their search on Amazon end up purchasing something. So it's a place you really have to be as an advertiser, but there's definitely some conflict there.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Tech News Briefing. For more on tech, be sure to tune in to our Instant Message podcast. Join the Journal's personal tech columnists every Friday as they talk about the most important tech trends and why you should care. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York.